Hello, this is Caleb Raymond from Upper Sandusky, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Hey everybody, this is Jason DeZurich. So glad you guys are tuning in today and just appreciate all that you're doing. This is Do Not Keep Silent, and you can find that information at donotkeepsilent.com or go to worldviewwarriors.org, worldviewwarriors.org. Sitting down with Steve Reisner again. How you doing?
I'm great today. Thanks, Jason. Yep.
Glad to have you with us. We're at the Reisner Spinal Center in Findlay, Ohio. And Steve, what do you do here and where are you located?
I am an upper cervical chiropractor, and I am located one block west of the Findlay Mall behind Burger King.
Okay. And if people want to find you, where can they find you at? On the internet.
On the internet, they can find me at ReisnerSpinalCenter.com. That's R-I-S-N-E-R.
Okay, not R-I-S-E or R-I-E. It's R-I-S-N-E-R.
Yes, and you're confusing everyone.
That's okay. That's my job, right? Anyways, we have been going over DocOrigins.org, frequently asked questions. Steve and I, by the way, we have a common thread, absolutely, with creation evolution stuff. We just really get into it. We like cutting teeth on it. And we hope that these not only encourage you and equip you, but we hope they do challenge you, Christians as well, and non-Christians. And we are here, well, as a way to just encourage everybody, but to answer questions. And we don't have all the answers, though, do we?
No.
No, not at all. We don't. And we are looking for the truth, though. And we hope you are as well. So we just want to encourage you to look for the truth wherever that may lead. The questions that we've been going over, again, are from talkorigins.org. And the one we're going over this week from that website is, no one has ever directly observed evolution happening. So how do you know it's true? This person answers with this. Evolution has been observed, both directly and indirectly. It is true. That's the end of their answer. What do you think of that answer, Steve?
I think that answer is really short and misleading.
Okay, so really short, misleading. You might even say it's not true.
It's incorrect, yes.
Okay, all right. So really short. Why do you say it's too short?
Because evolution can mean 100 different things, and he just says evolution, so we don't really have any idea what he's referring to. If he's referring to small changes in a population over time, I'm totally good with that. As a creationist, I am okay with saying that things change because things do change. That has been observed. So his answer there is correct, if that's what he means. I'm not sure what directly and indirectly means, because you can't indirectly see something happen. But I don't think that just is a possibility that small changes happen, but it shows that... as a creationist, I think that demonstrates that our Creator is loving, is caring, and He didn't just throw us down here so we can die. He threw us down here so we could adapt and thrive in the environment that He places us in.
Okay, so what you're saying is we see natural selection happening.
Pretty much. In short, that's the quick way to say it. Yeah.
Okay, and so. But there's a term, macroevolution, which we're going to get into that in a little bit, but you said this answer is too short, but then you also said it's not correct. Why?
Well, changing from one thing to another, from one kind of organism to another kind of organism, has never been observed. It's not been observed in the fossil record, which I guess must be what he means by indirectly. It's also not been seen in real life or in the lab or in the wild. We've not seen anything give birth to something that is a completely different type of thing.
Okay, we went over this before, and those of you who are commenting right now and you're typing in, please listen to all of this before you comment. Because, okay, with what Steve said, as far as we don't see it happening, let's be clear, he is not talking about seeing changes within a kind. He's talking about goo to you stuff. Okay, the microevolution or natural selection, okay, happens. So let's be clear on that. We agree. It is common ground. However, when you move into goo to you type stuff. Now you are moving into science fiction. Okay? It's not observable, and it never has been. Right?
Yes. That is correct.
All right.
So, yeah, like you say, things don't change from one kind of thing to another. At least we've not observed that directly or indirectly. And as an example, and as we talked about previously, you know, when we can look at how things work now, and that's a pretty good idea as to how things worked in the past, probably anyway. Every time a fish reproduces, do you know what it produces?
I think it produces another fish.
That's correct. Oh. Every time fish reproduce, they produce fish. And every time amphibians reproduce, they produce amphibians.
Are you sure about that?
Every time.
Okay. So yeah, let's keep going. Let's do one more. How about every time a bear has an animal, what does it have?
Every time a bear reproduces, it makes another bear.
This is fun.
Every time.
I mean, amazing.
It's not like it's 99.9% of the time. It's every single time. We have never seen a bear give birth to something that has the intelligence of a man. Human beings give birth to human beings. That's just the way it is. And sorry, I did one more there for you. I broke the rules.
Yeah, well, that's okay because, you know, what about like if there's a fish person? I'm just kidding. So we don't see fish changing into people, or the popular one right now is dinosaur to bird evolution. Okay, we're not going to get into this, but I'm just going to say this real quick. Friends, the reason that doesn't work, birds' lungs are different from reptiles, and birds' bones are different from reptiles. There's so much that's just sickly wrong with that. It doesn't work. We don't see it happen. It's not observed. I don't care if it's directly or indirectly. Sorry, had to go on that tangent quick. So what else you got, Steve?
I think that's okay. I guess the last word on this would be the tactic that's used here is saying one thing and meaning another. The evolutionist is notorious for this. I've been in a number of conversations with them, as you have, and they like to do this a lot. They'll say something and hope that you don't catch that they're actually saying something completely different. It's pretty common.
So really, and again, we want you to know we are about finding truth. So we're not here to be your adversary for those who are here going, these guys are just, what are they talking about? And for those of you who are like, okay, I'm trying to learn. Okay, great. Well, let's ask questions. Okay, let's ask questions together. Let's answer them together. Let's get to the point. Okay, let's find the answers, because that's really what this is all about. Steve, you got anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
Negative.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Take care and do not keep silent. See you later.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.